Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You made the statement, it's not like up to you to decide what's fair or unfair when Reese answered that question. I'm going to answer it. It's unfair as hell for you to go to the Rose Bowl, the Fiesta Bowl, get in the Final Four, come out being ranked number one this year, an expectation that you created by what you accomplished at Penn State. And for those people not to show enough appreciation for that and gratitude for all the hard work that you did, I'm saying it's unfair.
Wow. Nick Saban coming out and smacking Penn State, sticking up for James Franklin. Now, perhaps important to note that Nick Saban and James Franklin are represented by the same agent. Perhaps that matters. Perhaps it doesn't. I don't know that Nick Saban's the kind of guy who minces words. I think he's going to tell you exactly how he feels, and he feels like James Franklin got a raw deal. And it has me reexamining whether or not James Franklin got a raw deal. I mean, he didn't win the biggest of games, but he did get them to the damn Final Four with a couple of plays away from playing in the national championship game last year.
I think that Saban, wow, like that was some serious stuff right there. I think Saban kind of looks at himself and is like, I couldn't imagine if I had a down year and this is how they treated me at Alabama. Like, they would never. And he looks at James Franklin like, you have a down year and they just part ways with you. Like, what? I honestly think at the end of the day, now taking my Pitt glasses off and just being a radio host and fan of college football, I think that Penn State is going to regret this. James Franklin had them knocking at the door every single year. There's a lot of schools out there that aren't even close to the vicinity of the building. James Franklin was at the door every single year. Who are they going to find that actually gets them through that door?
I'll tell you who that's can't the question. Hire. They can't hire Matt Rhule.
No.
He goes out and he lays a massive
huge
egg against the Row the Boaters in Minnesota.
Terrible.
You can't be losing in Minnesota. Not when you're 5-1 and you feel like you've brought Nebraska back to relevance. And his record against top 10 teams
like
is
4-4.
It's like 4-23. He's Franklin.
So, Crowley, what is their plan? Like, who's going to be better and get them into a better spot in the next 5 years than what James Franklin had done?
I've said you go for Urban Meyer, and that's you're swinging for the fences there. And there's no guarantee he could come in and be what he was before. Absolutely, there's no guarantee. But that's one of the best college coaches in the history of the sport. So I would shoot for that. I really would. Short of that, I'm going after Matt Campbell at Iowa State. But guess what? That's not going to win the press conference.
That's not going to win what you think it's going to win either.
It might.
What has Campbell really done?
That might be as hard a job as there is in college football at Iowa State. They got nothing. A lot of the resources get poured into basketball. I think he's a hell of a football coach. I don't know that any of the names are going to excite you if you don't get a guy like Urban Meyer. Like, you're not, I wouldn't think, taking Marcus Freeman from Notre Dame.
Why would he do that? He went to Notre Dame. Notre Dame's a better job.
I would never leave Notre Dame for Penn State.
Not if, I mean, you're a former player. That is the most insane thing ever, if he ever did something like that.
You drew the parallel between what Saban was doing at Bama and if they kicked him to the curb after a down year. He won all those national championships. You think about Penn State. They won the national championship since 1986. But for them, it seemed like with Franklin, it became national championship or bust.
Right.
What happened, what could happen here, and what I think is more likely than not to happen here is the next guy is worse. You're right.
Exactly.
And you're not a program that has been routinely contending for national championships until James Franklin came to town.
That, like, you have, like, it is a top job, clearly. I'm not saying it's
absolutely
not. Like, you have all the resources. But for you to come in, there, as crazy as it sounds, that is big shoes to fill. That is huge shoes to fill. James Franklin's shoes.
Yeah.
And I just don't know if there's anybody out there. Actually, I do know there's nobody out there that's going to come in and immediately do that. And that's what I think that they're banking on. And that's just not going to happen. You're losing every single recruit. They get 5 and 4 stars. They make fun of Pitt because Pitt gets 3 stars. They get 5 and 4 stars. The best players in the country go to Penn State. The best players in the country have decommitted to Penn State. They decommitted. So now you're going to bring somebody in to actually try to get those guys back? Now, I know the transfer portal is different now. College football is different. You don't just count on the recruits, but I don't know who else out there can really just walk in and do a similar job that James Franklin did.
The recruiting point's a really good one. I mean, I look at the 11 years prior to Franklin getting there, and they had 3 double-digit win seasons. Franklin's done that, and then some in his tenure. He had them in the national semifinal last year, and his roster this year, we could talk about what they've done. They've lost their last 4 games. They haven't beat a Power 4 opponent this year, but their roster was thought of as maybe the most talented in the sport. Penn State has something to do with that. James Franklin has more to do with that.
Absolutely.
With the talent that they brought in.
Absolutely.
Here are all the schools that have won national championships since Penn State won a national championship in 1986. You got the Miamis. You got the Notre Dames. Colorado and Georgia Tech have won more recently. Washington has won more recently. Nebraska. Florida. Florida State. Michigan.
Ohio State.
USC, LSU, Ohio State, Texas. A lot of repeat champions in here. A lot of Alabamas. Alabama, Clemson. UCF claimed the national championship at 13-0 with Scott Frost. They sure look like national champs on Saturday against my boys. Dear God. You think about all the programs, Georgia, that have leapfrogged Penn State as it relates to national championships, which is their stated goal. It's a great job. They're not what some of these schools are.
No.
At all.
No.
And so you got to be careful what you wish for. And I'm starting to come around on he's a victim of his own success. Like, he couldn't win the big one. I totally get that. That's frustrating. But remember where you were before him.
Yeah.
And of late, it hadn't been good.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't look. I look around and there's other good jobs. Florida's a good job.
Which, and I think that's where he'll go.
Florida State could be open in the near future. Arkansas, that I wouldn't compare to Penn State, but they got big money. I mean, look what they did in basketball, Arkansas. Oh, okay. We got all this money. We got all this SEC money. We got money growing on trees. We'll go out. We'll get John Calipari at damn Arkansas.
That's what you have. You have to get the equivalent, but I just don't know who the equivalent of that is that you would get. Who's the big splash that could come right into Penn State and recruits would be like, oh, you know, I'm going to recommit.
I think Urban Meyer, but I don't know that he wants to do it.
Right.
And I saw people on social media saying that James Franklin went on College Game Day to audition for television. That's not how I took that at all. I took it as I'm back into coaching next friggin' year.
Oh, yeah, ASAP.
ASAP.
Yeah, yeah.
He said he's going to go win a national championship someplace else.
He has a lot to prove. He wants to do that. He's not going to just, okay, I'm going to sit back and just collect some TV money and go have fun. Like, nah, I think he has a big chip on his shoulder that he wants to go to a Florida, you know, one of these SEC schools that might be might be opening up one of these big time schools. There's a lot of schools out there that are going to have vacancies at the head coach spot. But I think Florida is a place where you could walk in and the way that he recruits and win big. and revitalize that program, because that program was, whenever I was in college, that program was it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think about what LSU did in 2021, just a couple of years removed from maybe the best college football team of all time, arguably the best college offense of all time. They went 15-0-0 with Ed Orgeron. 2 years later, he's out, they bring in Brian Kelly, because Ed Orgeron had become a victim of his own success. Uh-huh. You know, they're 15-0, then they go 5-5, they go 6-7. It's not like I don't get that, because we hadn't seen until this year James Franklin have a truly bad season. But oh, Ed Orgeron, we had great coordinators, spent a lot on the coordinators. We had some of the best talent, really, in the history of the game. It really wasn't Ed. Let's go with somebody else. Brian Kelly's been, for that program, average as average mediocre can be. And so when you fire a guy, it doesn't always work. Now, Georgia did. Mark Richt was great at Georgia. They were winning 9-10 games every year. They were part of the national conversation every year. They're playing for SEC championships every year. And he became a victim of his own success. All right, when's the next jump? And they replaced it with Mark Richt, and that's worked out. So it can happen. But I think the list of great coaches, and he was a great coach at Penn State, James Franklin. The list of great coaches that get removed because they fall just short and then replaced, and then that guy does better, there's a lot more failure than there is success there.
I have an honest question for you. Now, the schools like Georgia, the schools like Alabama, they have the brand. And sometimes, and it's very rare, but like whenever you have that kind of revolving door of coaches and then they come in and automatically win, like you're thinking of a Kirby Smart, the brand, I think, helps them win.
Absolutely.
Does Penn State have a strong enough brand to have the recruits and the transfers to want to go there or stay there for the next head coach to come in and then for them to transition into winning? Like, Georgia was always going to get Georgia players. They're always going to get Georgia five-star recruits.
Right, fertile ground.
Alabama's always going to have Alabama players. It doesn't matter, really. It does matter who the coach is, obviously, but they're still going to have the big-time players. Is Penn State big enough to keep that?
I think Penn State's a great brand, but I don't – I mean, it ain't Ohio State. It ain't Michigan.
Not, right.
It ain't Oregon. Oregon's got a much better brand right now.
Right.
That's just their conference.
Not being biased at all. Like, I just wanted to ask a neutral question. Like, is their brand big enough for the brand to keep winning?
It's just it's a different time where history seems to mean less than it ever did.
Yes.
And dollars and cents matters the most. But I think if you are a pro, like, I'll give the West Virginia analogy. Like, you haven't been relevant in 7 years. How the hell do you get back on the map? Now, Penn State obviously has been relevant, and you get to go play in front of 110,000 mm-hmm. people and all that, but Ohio State won the national championship last year. They're number one in the country right now. If you're fighting for the same recruits, where are you going? And they're going to pay you more.
Right.
Michigan won a national championship 2 years ago. Oregon's the cool, fun West Coast school that everyone wants to go to. They score points. They got the Nike thing, the uniforms. They got money. I mean, you're fourth in the conference. And USC's a brand in the conference. Now be careful what you wish for with the Big Ten expansion, by the way. So I think it's a great brand, but I think it's like more of a top 12, top 15 than a top 5.
Yeah, and whenever you're in that range, it's not the transition of coaching is not going to be easy, I don't think, because mm-mm. you're going to lose a lot and have to regain a lot to become relevant again or to stay relevant. Some of these schools can just roll. Like USC, I feel, is a brand that can just, hey, next head coach, come in. We're USC. We'll rebuild. We're California. I don't know if Penn State is that brand. They're a huge brand. I'm not saying that they're not. They're a huge brand. Great school. I will say it. Great school. Huge brand, but not compared to who they're competing with.
No, they've got national championship aspirations, and there's like 12 teams that every year are on third base, and you're on second base.
Yeah, like Texas. Like
exactly.
Right.
You're not the brand that Texas is, and they're having similar seasons. I totally get that. Texas finds themselves back in the top 25. Get the frig out of here with that. You beat freaking Kentucky 16-13. My God, Kentucky? But they're in a similar spot this year. But Texas has absurd money. Texas A&M in the top 5. They've got absurd money. Vanderbilt's got absurd money because they're in the SEC in these paychecks. And I know the Big Ten does as well, but man, you're not starting from ground zero, because there are players I would bet that will still go to Penn State that have opened up their commitment, and they'll spend money in the transfer portal because mm-hmm. you have to, because of the decision that you just made. So you're going to come in next year with a pretty good roster, but are you going to be what you were last year? No, not right away. And then, you know, mediocrity begets mediocrity. Like if you're 8-4, oh, it'd be better than this year. But who wants to come around now for 8-4?
Right.
And then what if then you're 8-4 again? Look at Nebraska. They were winning 9 games a year with Solich. They get rid of him. They've been ass ever since. And Riley, he was there. He was doing okay. They got rid of him. They've been ass ever since.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
Find
for
your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.